Kansas County for tonight's ceremonial first pitches. It's sponsored by Accounts at Geodis. It's a better way to deliver. And up first, this is Addison and Mike Barry Pilgrim. Nice. Okay. This is Jonathan, he's with Geodis. Good backhand. This is Chris from Heritage. He's got his name on the list.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome inside Heritage Financial Park and against Brooklyn that same day, June the 21st, has not thrown more than three innings in a single outing this year. Have to imagine they'll stretch him a little bit further than that today. Can't imagine Beck going much more than four here this afternoon, and that should be about as many innings as Robert Colina will give the Cyclones max before Chris Newell hands things over to his gifted bullpen. We'll take a break here on the pregame show, but during the last road trip, we had a chance to sit down with one of Brooklyn's relief aces. That is Brendan Hardy. We'll hear from him when we come back. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, Mets and Yankees in South Atlantic League Baseball coming your way momentarily on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Back here on the Cyclones Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the relief aces for the Brooklyn Cyclones here in 2023. That is the right-hander, Brendan Hardy. Brendan, hard to believe we're already reaching the All-Star break portion of this 2023 season. How do you assess the season so far for you?
We've just been building. Starting off the year in rehab, it was a little bit tough. Coming in, I was trying to compete for a job in AA, and God has a plan with everything. So ended up getting shut down, but I got my shoulder right, and I've just been blessed to be a part of this team that's been building and growing, and right now we're hot. So I'm just happy to play my part and keep it rolling.
How much fun is it when a team's on a streak like the way it is over the course of the last few weeks, 8-3 to start the second half? You've been pitching extremely well as a team. The offense has been rolling as well. How much fun does that make it every day coming to the ballpark?
You hit it right on the head. It just makes it fun in general. vibes are high in the locker room, and then we go out on the field and you see guys playing for one another. I mean, there's nothing more you could ask for.
Now, you're a part of a really talented bullpen here in Brooklyn so far this year. Best bullpen ERA in the entire South Atlantic League, third best bullpen ERA throughout all of minor league baseball. What makes you and your fellow bullpen mates so successful throughout the course of this season?
Just the way that we embrace each other, honestly. I mean, it's like we have a whole bunch of different characters down there, but, I mean, all in all, we just try to make sure we support each other as we go into the game because, I mean, as a pitcher, as far as being down there in the bullpen, everybody has a great mindset. Like, everybody's ready to go and attack batters. So, I mean, it's kind of just the pass the baton mentality. So whenever it's your turn to go into the game, you know that you got your full support with your guys.
Now, you mentioned the rehab portion. You started the season on the injured list, worked yourself back to Brooklyn by the end of May. How frustrating is it to go through that rehab process, and what was it like for you during the course of the spring working yourself back to full health?
Initially, the rehab process is frustrating for anybody. But, I mean, you have to find what it is day-to-day that makes you be great, and you have to evolve yourself into a different person, bouncing back off of an injury. So, I mean, things change a little bit, but like I said earlier, God has a purpose, so you just have to buy in and believe and trust and know that it'll all work out in the end.
Now, a lot of times it can be hard to find your footing after undergoing an injury and starting the season at an affiliate a little bit later than you would have liked, but you've dominated. You dominated in St. Lucie. You've dominated so far here in Brooklyn. What do you feel has been the key for your success so far this season? Where do you feel like you've improved the most from where you were at the end of last year here?
My focus. That was the biggest thing, where I realized that you can't control the last pitch and you can't control the next pitch. You only have this pitch to focus on. So just trying to execute pitch to pitch, and then, like, whenever you do that for a majority of the time that you're out there, you end up having some success. So I pray I keep on rolling with that.
Now, you have had a lot of success, and a lot of success comes from the people that have been supporting you throughout the course of your entire career, dating back to before your days in the New York Mets organization. I remember talking to you around Father's Day about the impact your dad and your family as a whole has had on your career so far.
Oh, yeah.
How important has it been to have that family support, and how much fun is it for you to see your family enjoy all the success you've had?
I mean, it means the world to me because my dad, being a former pro baseball player, he was able to just basically guide me through it as far as the mental part. And growing up, he would always say the game is 90% mental, 10% skill. And, I mean, everybody is here for a reason. We all have talent, but whoever can keep the strongest mind and just going out there being consistent wins.
Had a lot of success throughout the course of this season, obviously, between St. Lucie and Brooklyn. One of your most gifted pitches has been your slider throughout the course of your pro career. How have you found ways to continue to develop that pitch, not only in terms of creating swings and misses, but continuing to create different aspects of it to make it more hard to hit?
I mean, honestly, I just try to grip and rip, man. Honestly, because I'm a simple guy. I might look real sophisticated and everything, but what really goes on in my head is I have to hit certain cues in my delivery, and then once I do that, I mean, the ball just does the rest.
It's the best mindset to have. One of the other good mindsets to have is having familiar environments around you. You worked with Victor Ramos as a pitching coach last year in St. Lucie before he moved up to Brooklyn. Have been here with him throughout the course of the year. How does it help to have guys like Victor and other members of the Mets organization that work on the pitching side of things to have consistent voices and different people to give you advice and different things to work on throughout the course of the year?
So working with Victor last year, I mean, he makes it, I don't want to say easy, but, I mean, he does make it easy for him, well, to play for him because he's just so relaxed and just laid back. But, like, also at the same time, whenever it's time to be serious and it's time to fix problems that you have, he's there for you, and he's very wise on the game and just the pitching side of things. But a couple of hidden gems are Newell, our manager, and Richie. So they were both in they were both in Complex in 2021, and they saw me go through my worst times throughout my career. And just having their support and working with them the past 2 years, well, 3 years now, like, it's just been a blessing. And I know that it's easier to play for them.
You mentioned the impact the coaching staff has had on your career and your tenure in Brooklyn over the last few years. How much more fun does it make it to come to work every day knowing not only you get along so well with your teammates, but you've got a coaching staff that is not only so supportive and helpful in terms of what you're able to do on the field, but also able to interact with them in a fun way off the field as well?
It just creates the best environment because everybody knows that this business is cutthroat and not everybody has a chance to make it to the big leagues, but also at the same time, it keeps you motivated to keep going every day. And you just focus on winning that day and the success rolls in after that.
One final question for you, Brendan. We mentioned before the All-Star break coming up. Have some time off to get away from the diamond, give some time to decompress and relax. Any fun plans during that four-day break coming up?
I actually have my brother coming in town. I haven't seen him in a couple years, so he has a couple business meetings, but I'll be seeing him after that. And I'm just looking forward to relaxing, honestly, because it's been a long year already, battling back from rehab and then being up here and just grinding it out, so I'm just ready to relax and then come back after the All-Star break, full force.
Well, baseball is always a grind, but you'd never know it the way Brendan Hardy keeps that smile on his face and the way he dominates on the hill every time he's on the bump. Brendan, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, my friend.
I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups, and first pitch right here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday, July 23rd at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual of all things Seinfeld.
Back here on the Cyclones Radio Network, getting you ready for first pitch between the Renegades and your Cyclones. Still waiting for Hudson Valley to take the field. And while we wait for that, let's get you today's starting lineups. First for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their skipper, Chris Newell. Alex Ramirez leads off in center. Kevin Parada gets the half day off as the DH. William Lugo hits third at third base. Stanley Consuegra in right field cleans up. Mateo Gil homered last night. He'll bat fifth and play first. Omar De Los Santos in left field is in the sixth slot. Junior Tillian at shortstop at seventh. Drake Osborne behind the plate in the eight hole. And Cesar Berbessi will bat ninth at second base with Brendan Beck on the mound against them for Hudson Valley. So it seems like we're getting ready for the national anthem, and with that, we'll wait to give you the Renegades starting nine. When we come back, we'll have first pitch. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, Mets and Yankees in South Atlantic League Baseball coming your way momentarily on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
On the foothills of Bear Mountain, on the banks of the Hudson River, Justin Rock with you here as the Cyclones and Renegades get ready for game 2 of this 6-game series. National anthem has been performed, so first pitch is just around the bend. Tons of screaming youngsters in attendance on a camp day here in Hudson Valley. We gave you Brooklyn's starting lineup just a few moments ago, so let's get you the starting 9 for the Hudson Valley Renegades, put together by their manager, Sergio Santos. Spencer Jones leads off in center. Ben Cowles is the second baseman in the 2 slot. Augustine Ramirez hits third and DHs. Rafael Flores, first baseman, cleans up. Antonio Gomez in the lineup today. He'll bat fifth and be behind the plate. Alexander Vargas, shortstop in the 6 hole. Anthony Garcia hits seventh and left. Aldenis Sanchez, right fielder, bats eighth. And Marcos Cabrera bats ninth and third with Brendan Beck on the bump today for the Renegades. Beck warming up as we speak. 6'2", 205, 24 years old from La Jolla, California. Was the Yankees' second round pick out of Stanford. 55th overall 2 years ago in 2021, making his 4th start for the Renegades. No record, a spotless ERA, just 4 hits in 7 2/3 innings, 3 walks, and 9 strikeouts. Just the 4th start for Beck in a Renegade uniform and the 5th of his professional career, despite being drafted 2 summers ago. So, Beck ready, Ramirez ready. The right-hander winds. Our first pitch of the morning is pulled foul at the third baseline. And we are underway at 11:10 Eastern Time. Alex Ramirez hitting at 224, 5 homers, 37 runs batted in. That leads the team as Beck hits the outside corner at 88, and the count is no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez 0 for 3 last night, walked and scored a run. Reached on catcher's interference as well as Beck misses down and away. And the count 1 and 2. Ramirez has been in a funk lately, has reached in 4 straight, but is just 4 for his last 39 in his previous 10 games. The 1-2 to Alex. Ground ball back up the middle. Backhanded sliding stop by Cowles to his left. Gets up from the third base side of second and throws out Ramirez for the first out of the ball game. A highlight reel play by Ben Cowles to open up the morning. He's awake early. And there is one out in the top of the first inning. So one down for the designated hitter, Kevin Parada. Parada, a couple of doubles last night in an RBI, was also hit by a pitch, hitting at a team best 273 as he swings through the off speed at 83. And the count 0-1. Parada, team best, 10 home runs, 35 RBIs. The 0-1 is on the outside corner. And Beck ahead 0-2. Defensively behind the right-hander, left to right of the outfield, Anthony Garcia, Spencer Jones, and Aldenny Sanchez. Third to first around the infield, Marcos Cabrera, Alexander Vargas, Ben Cowles, and Rafael Flores. The 0-2, Parada off the end of the bat, shallow right, and that's going to dunk in front of Sanchez for a base hit. So Parada expands his on-base streak to 12, his hit streak to 5, and the Cyclones have the first hit, first base runner of the afternoon. One on and one out for the third baseman, William Lugo. Third to first around the infield for Hudson Valley, Marcos Cabrera, Alexander Vargas, Ben Cowles, and Rafael Flores. Antonio Gomez doing the catching behind the plate. Beck from the stretch for the first time today, and Lugo takes underneath the armpits. It is 1-0. Lugo 0-for-4 last night with a walk. Hitting at 225, 8 homers, 28 runs batted in. The righty's 1-0, and Lugo sends it back to the screen. It's even at a ball and a strike. Lugo has reached in all 11 games played during the month of July and is hitting at 339 over his previous 17 games dating back to the 22nd of June. The 1-1, and Lugo lifts this one in a left. Coming on is Garcia, and he'll make the catch by his chest for the second out. One on, two gone for the right fielder, Stanley Consuegra. Stanley 0-for-5 last night, hitting at 239 in Brooklyn. This is 50th game. 7 homers, 26 runs batted in. Beck sets at the letters. First pitch to Stanley, and he chases down and away. The count 0-1. Right now in Hudson Valley, hazy skies, mostly cloudy right now at the ballpark. 75 degrees, according to AccuWeather in Wappingers Falls. The real feel about 20 degrees higher, feeling like 94. The 0-1, and Consuegra swings through a high fastball at 90. It is 0-2. Parada takes his lead off first. Flores holds him on there. A long pause now, the 0-2. And Consuegra takes the breaking ball down and away. It's a ball and two strikes. Beck last started against Jersey Shore on Wednesday, July the 5th. First appearance for him in 2 weeks through 3 shutout innings. Season high in terms of innings pitch with the Renegades as Consuegra watches that dart down and away. It's even at 2-2. Beck walked one, struck out two, threw a career-high 48 pitches and 31 strikes. The 2-2 offering, and Consuegra swings through the high fastball at 91 for strike three. First strikeout this morning for Beck as he works around the one-out base hit by Parada. No runs, a hit, and one man left at the end of a half an inning. Brooklyn nothing, and the Renegades coming up on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Robert Colina on the mound for Brooklyn this morning, making just his second start of the season. Brooklyn without Tyler Stewart in the rotation. Jeffrey Colon currently on the IL. So needing someone to step up and fill a starting position. It is Colina, the man to do the job. Guy who has plenty of starting experience in his career. And his first pitch of the day to Spencer Jones misses outside for ball one. Jones, 2-for-4 last night, led off the home first with a home run. And he takes down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Spencer hitting at 267, 11 homers, 42 runs batted in. Has reached an 11 straight. The 2-0 taken for a strike. And the count 2-1. Colina standing at 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, 22 years old from Punto Fijo, Venezuela, as Jones sends it towards the third base side. It is two balls and two strikes. Colina making his 12th appearance and second start for Brooklyn. The 2-2 up and away with a fastball. And it's full, three balls and two strikes. Colina, 2-2 record, a 3.58 ERA. 28 hits in 27 and two-thirds. The payoff, and Jones goes fishing for strike three. Came up with nothing but the lure. Got him down with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And Colina has a strikeout to lead off the ballgame. That painting the corner punch-out brought to you by Lock & Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Bottom dropped out of that pitch as Jones likely swung at ball four. Ben Cowles digs in, and he watches that miss outside. It is 1-0. Cowles 0-for-3 with a walk last night, also stole a base. Hitting at 248. Swing through a high fastball. Evens up at 1-1. Seven homers, 26 RBIs for Cowles. Has reached in nine straight games. Takes outside. It is 2-1. Colina, just 12 walks, 34 strikeouts, and 27 and two-thirds innings so far this year. The 2-1 sails high, and it's three balls and a strike. Defensively behind Colina this morning, left to right of the outfield, Omar De Los Santos, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. The 3-1. Cowles back to the screen. It's full at 3-2. Third to first around the infield, William Lugo, Jr. Tillian, Cesar Berbessi, and Mateo Gill. But Drake Osborne doing the catching behind the plate. The payoff pitch, foul back. And it remains three balls and two strikes. Colina in the midst of some of his best baseball this year. Last four outings dating back to an appearance against Hudson Valley on the 21st of June on Coney Island. The payoff pitch up and in, ball four. And Cowles works a one-out walk. So Ben is Hudson Valley's first base runner today. One on and one out for the DH, Augustin Ramirez. 21-year-old caught last night. Off to a torrid start with the Renegades. 4.07 average in 13 games, 22-for-54. And this a tapper back towards the mound. Colina fields third base side of the hill in front of the bump. Throws on to Gill for the second out. As Cowles advances 90 feet to second base. Man in scoring position and two out for Rafael Flores, getting the start as the first baseman today was the DH last night. Went 0 for 4, struck out twice, hitting at 286. Two home runs and 22 runs batted in. Colina sets at the shoulders, a look towards second, now the first pitch. And Flores takes down and away. It's one ball and no strikes, but Colina, four appearances since the 21st of June, 2-0, a .87 ERA. The 1-0 outside and low. Two balls and no strikes. Seven hits in 10 and a third innings. Three walks, 14 strikeouts. And you look at his numbers overall with Brooklyn compared to his last four outings, the strikeout rate up nearly 7%. The walk rate down over 2%. The 2-0. And Flores scalds it deep down the right field line. Long run back into his left for Consuegra, and it's gone. Just barely snuck out over the courtyard by Marriott signage to the left of the 325-foot marker. Third home run of the season for Flores. RBIs 23 and 24. And would you believe it, in his 67th game, his first home run here at home in Hudson Valley. And the Renegades take electrical installation, Forest Electric New York, as the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. Mateo Gil, Omar De Los Santos, Jr. Tillian, 5, 6, and 7, due up for Brooklyn in the inning. Mateo Gil will lead things off. And the first pitch he sees, taken for a called strike. And the count 0-1. Gil homered and doubled last night. A two-run shot in the second inning. The 0-1. Gil rolls over on one to short. In and to his right, Vargas. And in one fluid motion, throws to first for the first out. So one away. Now the left fielder, Omar De Los Santos, playing for the first time since Sunday afternoon. Went 2 for 4 with a double. He's caught stealing in his bid for the franchise single-season record. Hitting at 209, four homers, 26 RBIs, a franchise tying 32 stolen bases. This hit deep to center, but Jones tracing it back in front of the warning track. Makes the catch for a long out number two. So two quick outs for Beck here in the inning. And there are two out for Junior Tillian. Tillian did not play last night, 1 for 3 with a double and a walk on Sunday. Hitting at 258 in Brooklyn, three homers, 8 RBIs. This is 18th game. Righty-righty matchup. And Beck misses outside for ball one. Tillian hitting 311 over his last 12 games, 14 for his last 45. As he takes low. And it moves to 2-0. Umpiring crew today behind the plate, calling balls and strikes, Elliot Melton. Brian Laws on the bases. 2-0, and Tillian pops it straight up behind home. This back towards us. And onto the roof, it is 2-1. Renegades today wearing the navy alternates. Renegades in white block lettering across the chest. White numerals front and back with a silver border. 2-1. And Tillian swings through the breaking ball. It's even, two balls and two strikes. Navy pinstriped, home white pants all the way down to the ankles for Beck. Now the 2-2. And Tillian, did he go? No, he did not. Stayed away from the pitch, down and away. Because the base umpire Laws. And the count full. Beck, black and white, New Balance cleats, buried into the stadium mound. Navy cap, navy bill. The payoff pitch, and Tillian pulls it on the ground in the hole at short. Sliding stop by Vargas to his right. Gets up, and the throw to first could not be picked on the backhand by Flores. And Tillian is safe. Was another outstanding play by Alexander Vargas at short. Made a sliding stop to his right. Quickly got up and fired to first. But the low throw could not be reeled in by Flores, and Tillian will get credit for an infield base hit. So a two-out single brings up Drake Osborne, making his first appearance in the series. And the righty's first pitch is a fastball high for ball one. Osborne 0 for 3 with a walk on Sunday, hitting at a buck 89 in 37 games. 24 for 127. Six home runs, 20 runs batted in. The 1-0, and Osborne hits it in the air back behind second. Cowles, the second baseman on the infield turf, makes the catch while reaching back above his head to end the inning. So Brooklyn gets a two-out single, but can't do anything with it. At the end of one and a half, 2-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday, July 23rd at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the second inning. Cyclones trailing 2-0. Apologize for the technical difficulties again here in Hudson Valley. Been internet issues here throughout the course of the last week or so. As Alexander Vargas takes outside for ball one. Vargas, switch hitter from the left-hand side, fouls it back. And the count even at 1-1. Vargas, 1-for-4 with a triple and a run scored yesterday. 1-1, and Vargas swings and misses. And it's a ball and two strikes. Vargas hitting .213, six homers, 34 RBIs. Trying to find a way to see home plate through a crowd of people. Late arriving fans here in Hudson Valley. The 1-2 pitch outside. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Bottom of the 11 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Renegades a 2-0 lead. The 2-2. Hit in the air left side. Out the third baseman Lugo. Calling off the left fielder De Los Santos. And as he squares his shoulders towards home plate, makes the catch for the first out of the second inning. So one up and one down for Colina in the second. Now the left fielder, Anthony Garcia. Garcia did not play yesterday, 0-for-4 with a strikeout on Sunday. Switch hitter from the left-hand side, hitting at a buck 92 in 43 games. The first pitch is taken low, and the count 1-0. The 1-0 is just off the outside corner, and Garcia ahead, two balls and no strikes. Anthony, four homers, 19 RBIs. The 2-0. Is taken outside now, three balls and no strikes. Cyclones this afternoon wearing the road grays with navy sleeves. The 3-0 pitch Garcia, a line drive, knocked down by the second baseman, Verbesi on a sliding backhand, and picks it up, stands up, and throws to first for the out. Garcia got the green light on 3-0 and hit a 115-mile-an-hour BB right at Verbesi. And Cesar turning into a hockey goalie, able to knock it down and get the out at first. Two up and two down for Aldenny Sanchez. Last played on Saturday, went 1-for-4 with an RBI. Alrighty offers, and Sanchez can't get around on the fastball. It's 0-1. Sanchez hitting at 221, a homer, 27 runs batted in. The 0-1 delivery, and thought about it. Lays off the pitch up and in. And it's even at 1-1. Sanchez, 10-game hitting streak coming into play today. 13-4 his last 38. The 1-1 line drive. Nice one-handed backhand by Verbesi to his right. Gets up, throw to first in time, inning over. What a beautiful defensive display by Cesar Verbesi in the second, blocking a 115-mile-an-hour liner off the bat of Garcia, and then making a beautiful backhanded pick on the sharp ground ball off the bat of Sanchez to close out a 1-2-3 inning. Kalina needs just 12 pitches to retire Hudson Valley at the end of two. 2-0 Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Top of the third, 2-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network. 9-1 and 2 due up against Brendan Beck, who has scattered a couple of singles so far today. Verbesi 1-for-3 yesterday with an RBI double and a walk, also stole a base. The first pitch from Brendan to Cesar drops in for a call, strike number one. Righty working from the line. Now the 0-1 to Verbesi. And Beck misses low. It's even at a ball and a strike. Beck and Hudson Valley Navy cap, Navy Bill. White interlocking HV logo on the front. Swooping raccoon tail underneath the logo. The 1-1. Verbesi taps it up the first base line. It's a ball and two strikes. Beck made his Renegade and High A debut against Brooklyn on the 21st of June through two scoreless innings. One hit, a walk, and three strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch just inside, maybe a tad bit low, and it's even at 2-2. But Beck signed for just over $1 million as the Yankees' second-round pick 2 years ago. The 2-2 foul tip into the glove of Gomez for strike three. Second strikeout this afternoon for Beck. And there is one out in the top of the third. Back to the top of the order, and Alex Ramirez ground out to second on a nifty play by Ben Cowles his first time. But Beck, the Yankees' number 23 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. That is MLB.com's rankings, as Ramirez takes down and away, count 1-0. Was Pac-12 Pitcher of the Year at Stanford in 2021, was fourth in NCAA and strikeouts at 143 and 108 and two-thirds innings. 1-0, and Ramirez lifts it down the left field line, dunking fast, but coming on to his right, Garcia, to make the outstretched grab for the second out. Two away for the designated hitter, Kevin Parada, single to right in his lone plate appearance. But the Yankees expected Beck to move quickly through the organization. However, he did Tommy John surgery in September of 2021 and did not make his pro debut until the 12th of June in the Florida Complex League. As Parada takes a called strike at 0-1, missed all of last year. Beck, fastball, curveball, changeup predominantly. As Parada takes high, it's even at 1-1. Well, he was coming out of college. Beck had some very favorable comparisons, the 1-1 outside 2-1. But some area scouts were reminded by Beck of Guardians right-hander Shane Bieber, a former Cy Young Award winner in the American League, as Parada pops it straight up. In the infield, who's calling for it? Four infielders converge. The shortstop, Vargas, waves everybody off. And behind the pitcher's mound makes the play for Beck's first 1-2-3 inning of the afternoon. He did it just 11 pitches to sit down. Brooklyn after 2.5, still 2-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meetthemets.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Robert Colina back to the mound, bottom of the third. Brooklyn trailing 2-0. Only renegade hit is the home run to right by Rafael Flores. 9-1-2 due up for Hudson Valley in the inning. Cabrera, Jones, and Cowles. If anyone reaches Ramirez, then the aforementioned Flores. Marcos Cabrera at third base today leads off, and he can't catch up to the elevated fastball. It is 0-1. Cabrera last played on Sunday, went 0-3. Is 0 for his last 9 with 7 strikeouts. The 0-1 and a breaking ball cut on and missed. It is 0-2. Marcos hitting at .214 in 48 games. 5 homers, 20 RBIs. But hitting .292. 7 for his first 24 in the month of July. Colina sets at the shoulders the two-strike pitch, and Cabrera fights it off the hands to stay alive. Brooklyn road grays today. Navy sleeves, BKLYN, and Old English Navy lettering arched across the chest. Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border. The 0-2. High, and it's a ball and two strikes. Gray pants for Colina all the way down to the ankles. Navy piping along the side. White and black Nike cleats buried into the ballpark mound. The 1-2 down by the shoe tops. And it evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Navy cap, Navy bill for Brooklyn this morning with the powder blue interlocking BC logo on the front. The 2-2, Cabrera pops it up. Shallow right center field, on and to his right, Consuegra. And he'll make the catch for the first out of the inning. Make that five in a row, retired by Kalina since the home run by Flores. Back to the top of the order, and one of the Yankees' top prospects, Spencer Jones. Ranked number 7 in season by Baseball America, number 3 currently by MLB Pipeline. Represented the Yankees in the All-Star Futures game last weekend in Seattle. As Jones takes that one in the dirt, squirts through the legs of Osborne. The count 1-0. Was the Yankees' first round pick last season out of Vanderbilt in the SEC. Was also considered a two-way player out of high school. And the Angels took him in the 31st round but elected not to sign. 1-0. Kalina misses high. Two balls and no strikes. Take a look around the South Atlantic League on this Wednesday morning. But you know what's going on across the circuit today. 2-0. There's a strike on the outside corner. It's 2-1. Bases empty, one out, bottom of the third. Hudson Valley a 2-0 lead. One other game in progress right now. That is down in Delaware. 2-1. Jones, a sharp ground ball to short. Backhanded by Tillian. Couple of crow hops, throw to first in time. And there are two out. 109-mile-an-hour ground ball from Jones, but nothing to show for it. Brings up Ben Cowles, who walked and scored in the first. But Greensboro, a 1-0 lead on Wilmington in the top of the third. Will Matheson with an RBI double. Jake Stevenson for the Grasshoppers. Brian Caceres for the Blue Rocks. First pitch to Cowles across for a strike. It is 0-1. Coming up at noon, Winston-Salem will host Jersey Shore. Dash do not have a listed starter yet. Mitch Neuenborn will be the starter for Jersey Shore as part of a bullpen game. As Cowles takes outside, it's 1-1. Rome hosts Hickory at 7 o'clock. Hickory will send Winston Santos to the mound. As Cowles takes outside, count runs to 2-1. Greenville at home against Asheville at 7:05. Dalen Miley will make the start for the Tourists. No listed starter as of yet for the drive as Cowles comes up empty on the 90-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2-2. And at 7:05 today, Aberdeen at home against Bowling Green. Juan Nunez for the Ironbirds. No listed starter just now for the Hot Rods as Cowles takes a called strike 3 at the knees. Painted beautifully at the bottom of the zone by Kalina at 93. He has his second strikeout and has retired 7 straight since the first at the end of 3. Still 2-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network. And his throw to first in plenty of time. One away in the top half of the fourth inning. So Beck has now retired 5 straight. Now the right fielder, Stanley Consuegra, struck out swinging against Beck back in the first. The trade deadline coming up. And I find it kind of amusing that this had to be a discussion in Metsland as Consuegra takes down and away. It's 1-0. But with the Mets struggling the way they have this season, a lot of folks wondering, could the Mets be sellers at the deadline as opposed to buyers as Consuegra takes high for ball 2? And people were wondering whether or not the Mets would consider parting with a guy who's more or less their captain. As Consuegra takes high for ball 3, Pete Alonso, the former Cyclone. And according to our friends at SNY, Mets do not plan to discuss Alonso in trades at all. A 2-0 in for a strike. Now the 3-0 in for a strike, it's 3-1. Alonso will be a free agent after next year. All indications are that Stephen Cohen will try and lock up the Mets' first baseman as Consuegra takes a strike, it's full 3-2. will try and sign him to a contract extension after the season. And if an extension doesn't come together, then maybe an offseason trade could be possible as Consuegra drives it in the air to left. Back goes Garcia, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out by the video board. Stanley Consuegra has homered once again, his third long ball since returning off the injured list, his eighth home run of the year, and Brooklyn's on the board. It's 2-1 with one out in the fourth. For Consuegra, 101.7 off the bat, 411 feet. And the Cyclones are on the board with their third home run of the series. Eighth homer, 27th RBI for Stanley. As Mateo Gil takes outside for ball one. Gil had one of the two Brooklyn homers last night. Ground out to short his first time. As Gil takes a called strike, it's even at 1-1. The 1-1 to Mateo. This is down and away. It's now two balls and one strike. And I just found it mildly comical that people even considered the thought that Alonso might be dealt. As Gil pops it in the air to left. Garcia to his right, now drifting back to his left. Away from his body, makes the catch for the second out of the inning. But as great as Alonso has been statistically for the Cyclone, well, Cyclones, but really the Mets since he came up in 2019, I feel he has been just as important emotionally to the franchise and the clubhouse as any player in that span. As Omar De Los Santos takes outside for ball one, Omar flied out to deep center his first time. And it's just one of those kind of players you don't trade away unless you absolutely have to. As De Los Santos takes down and away 2-0. I know Alonso doesn't play necessarily a premium position at first base, but what he provides to the organization is so much more than pure baseball. As De Los Santos can't get around on the off speed. It's two balls and one strike. Just one of those guys it's hard to fathom in another uniform. 2-1. Inside corner, strike 2-2. And I feel like he's sort of taken the baton from David Wright in terms of representing the franchise extremely well, both on and off the field. The 2-2. Outside 3-2. And organization over the years has been known more for producing pitchers then position players. Alonso on the short list of one of the best position players the Mets have ever developed. 2-2, fouled back. It's actually 3-2 on De Los Santos. And David Wright, Jose Reyes, Darryl Strawberry. And Pete Alonso, the latest along that list with a couple of other youngsters coming up. Making some noise last night. Payoff pitch, waved at and missed strike three. And the side retired. So Beck works around the home run to keep Hudson Valley's lead intact. But the Cyclones on the board thanks to the Stanley Consuegra long ball. At the end of 3.5, 2-1 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramírez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
Robert Colina stays on for the bottom of the fourth inning, nearing the top of the 12 o'clock hour. Renegades 2, Cyclones 1. Augustine Ramirez will lead things off for the Renegades. Grounded out to the pitcher his first time. And the powerful DH takes down and away for ball one. Ramirez, Flores, Gomez, 3, 4, and 5 due up for Hudson Valley in the inning. Colina has retired 7 in a row. The 1-0 popped down the right field line. Out is Gill, in is Consuegra, towards the line to his left. And as he ranges from fair to foul ground, makes the catch in foul territory for the first out of the inning. Beautiful running play by Consuegra. And Ramirez sat down for the first out. Now Rafael Flores, still the only Renegade with a base hit. Opposite field, 2-run homer off Colina in the first, his first home run at home this season. Righty against righty, and Colina's pitch, breaking ball, waved out and missed. It is 0-1. We're talking about the Mets and rumors revolving around Pete Alonso and the vehement denial of any potential trade as Flores watches that miss low. It's 1-1. But speaking of additions when it comes to the Mets, continued good news with Edwin Diaz as Flores takes outside. Torres, right patellar tendon, completely celebrating during the World Baseball Classic back in March. As Flores takes a strike at the letters, it's 2-2. But yesterday afternoon, Buck Showalter, Mets manager, said that Diaz has stretched out to throwing from 150 feet on flat ground. Would not say when Diaz would return to the mound, let alone appear in a game. But great to see Diaz walking without a limp, said Showalter. Had it been the case until recently. The 2-2. Fastball at the letter, strike three call. 9 in a row retired by Colina. That is his third strikeout. Two out in the bottom of the fourth. That paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. Antonio Gomez will step in. Gomez ground out to short his first time, hitting at 248. Three homers, 25 RBIs. As he takes outside for ball one. But something Showalter said that I feel is prudent. And so much talk about Diaz and when or whether or not he would return. As Gomez takes down 2-0. But Showalter talking about how he doesn't think that's fair not only to Diaz, not only the fans, but the trainers and medical personnel for the Mets. As Gomez takes a strike, it's 2-1. He said, Edwin's meeting every benchmark of a very serious injury, and we're taking it step by step. And when he pitches, we're going to make sure we've crossed all the right hurdles to get there. As Gomez takes a call, strike, it's 2-2. Colina looking for his third straight 1-2-3 inning. The 2-2 pitch swung on and missed, got him. Bumped a 92-mile-an-hour fastball by him in underneath the hands. Colina has retired 10 straight and picks up his fourth strikeout to end the fourth. 1-2-3 goes Hudson Valley in the inning. To the fifth inning we go. Still 2-1 Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey,
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to Bi-Cal Auto Mall. First pitch of the inning fouled back by Junior Tillian. Brendan Beck out on to make his Renegades debut is the right-hander Shane Gray. Added to the roster yesterday from Single-A Tampa. As Tillian takes outside, it's even at 1-1. Tillian reached on an infield base hit back in the second. 1-1 from Gray, and Tillian out in front of the off speed at 84. It's a ball and two strikes. Gray, 6'3", 215 pounds, 23 years old from Columbus, Ohio. Yankees 16th round pick last year out of Evansville University in Indiana. 1-2 outside and low, and it evens up. Two balls and two strikes. Gray made 24 appearances at the Florida State League level with the Tampa Tarpons. The 2-2, Tillian, right center field, back into his left. Jones reaches up over his Navy cap and makes the running grab, one out in the top half of the fifth inning. So Tillian gave it a ride, but nothing to show for it. One away for Drake Osborne, popped up in the infield in his first at-bat. A Gray in the FSL, 2-2 record of 4.26 ERA, 28 hits in 38 innings, 15 walks, 47 strikeouts. As Osborne looks at a strike, count 0-1. Gray, a strikeout rate of just under 29%, a walk rate just over 9. The 0-1 on the inside corner in the count 0-2. Gray, last pitching on Friday at home against Lakeland, went an inning and a third of scoreless relief. Walked one and induced a double play as Osborne swings and misses for strike three. Pitch in the dirt, but Osborne does not make an attempt to run down to first base. And so Gray has his first strikeout at the South Atlantic League level. And there are two out in the inning for Cesar Berbessi. Berbessi struck out his first time, and he takes off the plate in. 4-1. Final line for Beck after giving up the first run of his professional career. Four innings, a career high. A run on three hits as Berbessi cuts and misses. It's 1-1. No walks, three strikeouts. Beck did allow a home run, a career high 57 pitches and 36 strikes. 1-1 inside corner. And Berbessi behind in the count 1-2. Gray looking for a 1-2-3 inning to open up his Renegade career. Works from the windup in the first base side. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt. And it evens up at two balls and two strikes. 16th round pick last year, signed for $125,000. Fastball slider. Also works in a curveball and changeup. None of them exceptional offerings, but has plus control and command. Also can spin it pretty well. The 2-2 for Bessie in the air, left center field. Back into his left, Garcia, called off by the center fielder, Jones. And in the alleyway, he makes the running grab to close out the Renegades' first 1-2-3 defensive inning since the third. We headed to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home on this Wednesday morning. It is 2-1 Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Six, seven, eight, two up for the Renegades here in the bottom of the fifth. Brooklyn trailing 2-1. Robert Kalina working into the fifth inning for the first time this season. Joshua Cornelli, though, starting to throw down the left field line for Brooklyn. Vargas popped up to third his first time and fouls the first pitch back behind home. The count 0-1. Kalina has retired 10 straight since the Flores home run in the first. Looking to continue to give the Cyclone staff some length. The 0-1, and Vargas swinging very late down and away. Fastball that time from Robert. It is 0-2. Sun shining, a humid Wednesday afternoon now. We've reached the top of the 12 o'clock hour. The 0-2 cut on and missed. Got him. Up the ladder with another fastball, that time at 91.5. Three straight strikeouts for Kalina. He now has five today. One out in the bottom of the fifth. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. First pitch to Garcia. And he breaks out the oar and comes up empty. It is 0-1. Garcia ground out sharply to second in the second. Hit it 115 miles an hour. The 0-1 down and in. And the count evens at 1-1. Take a look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard in the bottom of the fifth inning. Mets will be at home tonight against the White Sox. 7-10 first pitch. Justin Verlander for the Mets. The 1-1. Swing and a miss with a fastball. And Kalina ahead 1-2. Tuki Toussaint make the start for the White Sox tonight. Keith Rad, Pete McCarthy. Keith Rad and Pat McCarthy on the call tonight on WCBS, the Mets Radio Network, the 1-2. Garcia fouled out of play, wishing a quick recovery and a renewal of health to the longtime and now Hall of Fame voice of the Mets, Howie Rose, dealing with a neck issue, or no, a tooth issue it is, as Garcia takes down and away 2-2, a tooth issue and COVID. Sometimes things just don't get easier. So we wish Howie the best, and hopefully he'll be back in the broadcast booth with Keith and Pat momentarily. 2-2 pitch chopped over the mound. Coming on Tillian, fields behind second. And the throw towards the outfield side of first in time. Two out in the inning. 12 in a row retired by Colina. He's thrown 66 pitches so far today. Brings up the eight-hitter right fielder, Aldenis Sanchez. With Colina's pitch count at 66, too shy of matching his season high. Chris Newell coming out of the third base dugout, and he will make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. A long talk for Newell with Colina in the infield as Joshua Cornelli comes on. And I think a lot of that is offering good words for Colina, who gave Brooklyn some outstanding work on the bump today. Ends his night 12 straight retired, but unfortunately leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side. Cornelli against Sanchez when we return. Two out in the bottom of the fifth, 2-1 Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Robert Colina's day is done. Joshua Cornelli, the first Cyclone to be used out of the bullpen. Colina, 6 feet tall. Rather, Cornelli, 6'2", 235 pounds, 22 years old from Caracas, Venezuela. And his first pitch to Sanchez misses down and away for ball one. Cornelli setting at the belt. The 1-0 delivery. Sanchez fouls it back. It's 1-1. Haven't dealt with it for a little bit, but while we're connected, might as well say we have dealt with some internet issues throughout the course of this week in Hudson Valley. So for any reason, our broadcast cut out. Generally reconnects immediately as Sanchez fouls it away 1-2. So if for every reason our broadcast halts or you get an error message, just refresh your browser and press the play button again and we should be with you as if nothing ever happened. At least try to keep it that way. 1-2 from Cornelli. Sanchez thought about it. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal, says Laws. It's even at 2-2. Cornelli making his 20th appearance. 2-2, a 3.27 ERA. 19th relief outing. 32 hits in 33 innings. 12 walks, 38 strikeouts. Pitching for the first time since Saturday through a scoreless inning. Struck out one, allowed one hit. Bases empty, two down, 2-1 Hudson Valley. Cornelius 2-2. Sanchez down the right field line. Out is the first baseman, Gill. Well, this will land by a group area. It remains at 2-2. Cornelli, 4 shutout innings this year against the Renegades. Over 2 appearances, has 6 strikeouts. Final line for Colina this afternoon, 4 2/3 innings. 2 runs both earned on just 1 hit, the Flores homer. The 2-2, and Sanchez stays away up and in a full count. Kalina a walk, 5 strikeouts, the home run. 66 pitches and 38 strikes. Excellent job done by Kalina today. Now the payoff pitch is hit in the air right field. Back into his right, Consuegra, but has plenty of space. About 5 steps or so in front of the warning track, hauls it in. And Cornelia and Kalina combine on a 1-2-3 bottom of the 5th. We move to the 6th. We'll get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day when we come back. 2-1 Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Top of the 6th inning is still 2-1 Hudson Valley. Cyclone fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived at Maimonides Park, located on the third base concourse by the bar near the Cyclones team store. Sweet and Boozy serves up 4 incredible ice cream flavors, 5 booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and 3 social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come on down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. Top of the lineup, due up for Brooklyn in the 6th. Ramirez, Parada, and Lugo. Brooklyn a run on 3 hits, no errors. They have left 2. Hudson Valley, 2 runs on just 1 hit. No errors and nobody left. Ramirez flied out to left his last time. And the first pitch he sees from Shane Gray is outside for ball 1. Gray, it was an interesting article found on him, drafted out of Evansville last year, called Strike Hits 1-1, but there was an article about it from a entertainment blog website. 1-1, Ramirez off the end of the bat and threw in a center field for a base hit. Dunks right on that emblazoned HV logo on the outfield turf. So Alex Ramirez on base for the first time today. And Brooklyn has a leadoff man on for the first time this afternoon. One on, nobody out for Kevin Parada. Has singled to right and popped up in the infield. But Shane Gray shares the name with Joe Jonas's character from the Camp Rock Disney movies. There's a strike. It is 0-1 to Parada. But after a Twitter account shared the news, added a Camp Rock meme as a throwback to first Ramirez dives back. Joe Jonas reacted to it on his TikTok channel. His character had the same name in those movies. Shared the tweet. Used a sound saying, "You guys are in a crisis." Is this one fouled back 0-2? Then he pops in, lip sync, says, "I'm on my way." Also added to that video Jonas did of him in 2008 with long hair and a Yankees hat, set to the old Jonas Brothers song SOS. Joe and the Jonas Brothers not too far away from New York City. Throwback to first. Ramirez dives back. From the Bergen County area of New Jersey. Close play there at first. Just able to get back was Ramirez. So logical for them to be Mets or Yankee fans. Runner goes. Parada pops it up. Ramirez has to get back. Foul ground is the catcher. Gomez to make the catch. Lost it on the transfer, but no chance to get Alex. And Parada's still out. Home plate umpire melted all over the loss on the transfer. But I think that's cool that Joe Jonas had some fun with that. Had to be pretty cool for Shane Gray. We'll say, though, as a Penn State alum, the Jonas brothers certainly win the award for most random celebrity fans of my alma mater. I don't know how they ended up going to so many Penn State whiteout football games, but we appreciate the support as the throw to first kicks off the sidewell and up the right field line over by the Hudson Valley bullpen. Ramirez nearly trips rounding second, but gets to third base standing up. An errant pickoff throw by Shane Gray allows Ramirez to go first to third, and now the tying run 90 feet away with one out and William Lugo at the plate. So a costly two-base pickoff throwing error by Gray. As Ramirez is able to utilize his speed to move into scoring position. Lugo 0-2 this afternoon. And he takes inside. Fastball from Gray. It's one ball and no strikes. Time to get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the afternoon. As Gray takes inside, pulls his hands in. And Gray behind 2-0, but Paul Gervais picked up his fourth save last night among relievers with 35 or more innings pitched. 2-0. Off speed, out in front is Lugo, 2-1. But among Cyclone relievers with 35 or more innings pitched, Paul Gervais ranks second in franchise history with a 1.23 ERA. 2-1. Lugo drives into the air deep left center field. Will be deep enough to tie the game. Jones makes the catch in the alleyway. Tagging from third, Ramirez. He'll score without a play. It's a sacrifice fly for William Lugo. And Brooklyn ties the game at 2 at the top of the sixth. 29th RBI for Lugo. As the errant pickoff throw comes back to hurt Shane Gray. Bases empty and two out for Consuegra. Brought in Brooklyn's first run with a home run in the fourth. As he can't catch up to the fastball. Looked like it caught the home plate umpire Melton on.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cornelli stays on, bottom of the sixth inning, Brooklyn at a 3-2 lead. Marcos Cabrera, Spencer Jones, Ben Cowles. 9-1-2 due up for the Renegades. Brooklyn in front by a run, multi-home run game for Stanley Consuegra. Again, we apologize for the technical issues throughout the course of this afternoon's broadcast.
Internet problems here in Hudson Valley. Marcos Cabrera leads off. Flied out to right his first time. And the first pitch from Cornelius misses high for ball one. Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. Righty offers, and Cabrera out in front. It is even at a ball and a strike. Among relievers with 35 or more innings pitched in franchise history, Cyclones righty Paul Gervais is second in franchise history with a mark of 1.23. Cabrera back behind home, out of play, 1-2. So who holds the lowest ERA among relievers in franchise history? The Wolf, David Pecoraro, howling in as always. Guessing either Joe Smith or Jack Leathersich. Both went on to play in the big leagues. Cornelius 1-2. And this tap foul. Cabrera stays alive. It is neither Smith or Leathersich. Give you the answer in the top half of the seventh inning. To the bottom half of the seventh. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball up in the zone from Cornelius at 94. That's his first strikeout of the day. 14 in a row retired by Brooklyn pitching. And there is one out in the sixth. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Spencer Jones 0 for 2. Ground out to short his last time. And this foul towards the third base seats. It's 0-1. But continuing our look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard today. Mention the Mets at home against the White Sox at 7-10. Justin Verlander against Tuki Toussaint, 0-1. Jones takes a strike 0-2. 6:35. Triple-A Syracuse at home against the Buffalo Bison. Blue Jays affiliate, no probables listed there at the moment. Cornelius a little hitching his giddy up, and Jones powers one deep left center field, ticketed towards the video board, and gone. For the second time in as many games, Spencer Jones has left the ballpark. Last night it was to straightaway right. This time to the right of the video board and left center field. His 12th home run of the year ties the game at 3. 110.9 miles an hour off the bat for Jones. 420 feet out to left center field. Two hits today for Hudson Valley. Both of them have been home runs. 12 homers, now 43 ribbies for Jones. As Ben Cowles takes a letter high strike, it is 0-1. The 0-1, and Cowles off the hands. Gill on the warning track, first base side, tries reaching into the crowd, but this too far out of play. It is no balls and two strikes. Double A Binghamton, an afternoon contest at home against Erie. They'll get underway in about a half an hour. 1:05 scheduled first pitch. Taking on the Tigers affiliate, Jose Chacin. Former Cyclone will make the start for the Rumble Ponies. 0-2 in the dirt. And it's a ball and two strikes. Base is empty, one out, a run in for Hudson Valley. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley tied at 3. But Rowdy Jordan, Brandon Fryman, Jose Peroza, Brandon McIlwain, Matt O'Neill, Hayden Senger, Jalen Palmer, Warren Saunders, the alums in the AA lineup today as Cowles a line drive into center field for a knock. So after Brooklyn pitching had retired 14 in a row, a home run and a single from Jones and Cowles. And Hudson Valley has the go-ahead runner at first with one out for Augustine Ramirez. Ramirez 0 for 2 today. Fouled out to right his last time as Osborne out to the mound. Third baseman Lugo in for the discussion as well. Single A St. Lucie playing a quasi-doubleheader today after complete a suspended game from yesterday and will play a seven-inning nightcap. They are the road team in their own ballpark, with the Palm Beach Cardinals home stadium in Jupiter being renovated ahead of next spring's spring training. But they'll pick up in the bottom of the ninth with the game. So a congregation on the mound before Flores steps up to the box. This game tied at three in the bottom of the sixth inning, with the big prospect news is that former Jersey Shore Blue Claw and one of the Phillies' top prospects, Andrew Painter, it has been reported by Matt Gelb of The Athletic that the Phillies have recommended that Andrew Painter should have Tommy John surgery. The team announced recently in a statement. And so that means Painter will miss the remainder of this year and probably all of next year as well. Such a shame for one of the more talented arms in all of minor league baseball. Pitch to Flores in the dirt. Count 1-0, snap throw to behind the runner at first. Knocked down by Gill. He couldn't find it. And so everyone moves up. Osborne decided to throw behind trail runner at first, Ramirez. Gill could not hang on to the throw. Couldn't find it in front of him. And so everyone moves up 90 feet. And now the go-ahead run at third base is Colby Kubicek up in the Cyclone bullpen. That'll be an error. See who they apply it to, as Flores swings and misses in the count 1-1. Renegades a run in on the home run by Jones. We are tied at three. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good split finger from Corneli. And it's a ball and two strikes. But Dominican Summer League, Mets blue, falling on the road to the Phillies red, 9-4. And in the Florida Complex League, playing a suspended game from yesterday, Mets and Marlins are scoreless. Jordan Gieber making a rehab appearance. A 1-2. Swing and a miss. Big strikeout from Corneli. Got him on the split finger down. And Flores down on strikes. Infield can move back with two out. Second and third, two down for Antonio Gomez. Gomez 0-2, struck out his last time. Joe Swazi in the lineup today, 0-1 with a walk. JT Schwartz has walked in his only plate appearance, all three in a rehab stint. Gieber struck out three, gave up a hit in a scoreless inning of work. As Gomez takes down and in for a called strike, it's 0-1. And the FCL Marlins have just taken a 1-0 lead against the Mets. The 0-1. Swing through a high fastball. Corneli dialed that up to 93. It's 0-2. So Corneli now a strike away from getting out of serious trouble. Now for the Renegades, got runners at second and third and one out. The 0-2 in the dirt, blocked by Osborne to his left. And it's one ball and two strikes. Alexander Vargas, the shortstop, waiting on deck. The 1-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. A big punch out for Corneli, forced Gomez to chase the slider off the plate. And after the Renegades tie the game on the Spencer Jones home run, Corneli strands the go-ahead runs in scoring position. One run, two hits, an error, two left to the seventh. Tied at three on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, We bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Shane Gray out for another inning of relief. As we move to the top of the seventh inning, Renegades and Cyclones tied at three. Brooklyn three runs, five hits and error. They have left two. Hudson Valley three runs, three hits and error. They have left two as well. Omar De Los Santos, Junior Tillian, Drake Osborne, the 3-2 up in the inning. And the first pitch to De Los Santos swung at and missed. And the count 0-1. De Los Santos struck out his last time up 0-2. And the 0-1 pulled foul softly up the third baseline. It's no balls and two strikes. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question here in the top half of the seventh inning. The 0-2. De Los Santos in the air center field. In at two is left Jones, calling off the right fielder Sanchez. And as he slices in front of him, makes the play for the first down of the inning. One down, Junior Tilly in the batter. An infield base hit and a fly out to center. But our question of the day: last night, Paul Gervais, the save among relievers with 35 or more innings pitched as Tillian pops it straight up. Back behind second, Cowles waves his arms calling for it. And still on the brown shaded turf, makes the play for the second out. So two quick outs for Gray in the seventh. But among relievers with 35 or more innings pitched, Paul Gervais second in franchise history with a 1.23 ERA. Who holds the lowest ERA among relievers in franchise history? The Wolf fouling in with guesses like Jack Leathersich, Joe Smith. As Osborne takes a strike, it's 0-1. Ezekiel Carrera. The 0-1. Fouled back and it's 0-2. But the man who it was never did a pitch in the big leagues. As Osborne swings and misses for strike three. The answer, T.J. Chisholm, gave up just five earned runs in 40 and two-thirds innings pitched. A 1.11 lifetime ERA with the Cyclones over 34 career appearances. So Chisholm, the former Mets 32nd round pick, who reached as high as Double-A Binghamton in 2014. Our Coney Convo's trivia question answer of the day. Time to get up and stretch from Hudson Valley. Still tied at three on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday at noon Eastern.
Wait. And the count is 0-1. Vargas struck out his last time. Final line for Joshua Cornelli this afternoon. Righty deals, and Vargas pulls this on the ground to first. Backhanded by Gill. Overhand throw to Montas over to cover. And the leadoff man retired to start the seventh. Cornelli, an inning and a third. One run on two hits, a walk, and three strikeouts. Did allow a home run. Cornelli, 31 pitches and 20 strikes. Bases empty, one out for Anthony Garcia. Grounded out twice, last time to short, as Montas misses low. And the count 1-0. Garcia, another hard ground ball, sliding, stopped by Gill to his right again. Gets up, underhand flip to Montas, two out. Another hard ground ball off the bat of Garcia, reeled in by the right side of Brooklyn's infield. Had one that was scooped up by Berbessi that came off the bat at 115. That one at 105. A couple of 3-1 ground outs is how Montas starts his day. And there are two out in the seventh for Aldenny Sanchez. As he takes outside. And it's one ball and no strikes. Sanchez originally signed out of the Dominican by the Rays. As he takes outside and low, it's 2-0. Sanchez acquired as the player to be named later on July the 1st, 2021. The deal that sent Mike Ford to Tampa Bay. As Montas misses down and away. It's now three balls and no strikes on Sanchez, looking to extend a 10-game hitting streak. Bases empty, two out. Bottom of the seventh. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley tied at three. Ball getting loose from the Renegade right field bullpen. Jack Neely, one up and throwing for the Renegades. The 3-0 off the hands on the ground to short. Fielded by Tilly into his left. And he makes the play to first to end the inning. So Sanchez swings away on 3-0. Rounds out softly to short. Three ground outs in the inning for Montas, who retires the side on seven pitches. At the end of seven, still tied at three on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Another Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change as we go to the top of the eighth inning. Shane Gray's Renegades debut is over after three innings. On is the fireballing righty Jack Neely. Neely, 6'8", 250 pounds, 23 years old from San Antonio, Texas. Yankees 11th round pick 2 years ago. out of Ohio State. Neely will face 9-1-2 in the Brooklyn lineup, Urbesi, Ramirez, and Parada. Neely making his 26th appearance, 4-2, a 2.58 ERA, 4 saves, 21 hits and 38 in the third innings. First pitch to Urbesi as a fastball cut on and missed, 95-mile-an-hour heater. It is 0-1. Neely, 14 walks, 60 strikeouts. In those 38 and a third frames, a strikeout rate of 40% for the season. As Urbesi again can't catch up to the heater. It is 0-2, and the best part for Neely, a walk rate of under 10%. Last pitched on Saturday against Bowling Green, did give up a run on two hits in an inning. Urbesi takes outside. One ball and two strikes. Fourth appearance for Neely this year against Brooklyn, has allowed four runs over four innings. 1-2. Anthony, strike three called. A very delayed call from the home plate umpire, Elliot Melton. Took his time before ringing up Urbesi. And there is one out in the top of the eighth inning. Final line for Shane Gray, goes three innings, two runs, both earned on two hits. No walk, struck out two, 32 pitches and 25 strikes. First pitch to Alex Ramirez, and the 20-year-old takes a called strike. And the count 0-1. Take a look around the majors on this Wednesday afternoon. One game already in progress. That is in Pittsburgh. Pirates and Guardians are scoreless. The 0-1. Swing and a miss by Alex. 96 that time from Neely. It's 0-2. That game scoreless. Top two. Former Met Rich Hill against Aaron Civale. Ramirez takes in the dirt. It's a ball and two strikes. The O's and the Dodgers in a delayed start due to weather. They're scheduled to get underway at 1:05. Dean Kramer against Julio Urias. 1-2. Ramirez taps it towards the third base dugout. Another foul ball. Remains in a ball and two strikes. Rangers at home against the Rays at 2:05. John Gray against Zach Littell. Neely sets with a cross step towards third, the 1-2. And Ramirez takes down and away. It evens up at two balls and two strikes. Cardinals hosting the Marlins at 2:15. Dakota Hudson against the reigning NL Cy Young Award winner, Sandy Alcantara. The 2-2. Ramirez rolls over on one to third. Coming in, Cabrera throws high to first, and the tag attempt by Flores comes up empty. Ramirez safe, and Brooklyn has a one-out base runner in the eighth. Was a soft ground ball off the bat of Ramirez. Cabrera had to rush the throw. We'll see if they give Alex a base hit, or will it be a throwing error on Cabrera that allows Ramirez to reach. It'll be an infield base hit for Ramirez, a multi-hit game for Alex. One on and one out for Parada. One for three, runner goes. Pitch low, throw down by Gomez. Hits off the legs of Ramirez after Cal's dove and missed trying to field the throw down. Time called by Alex. It's 1-0 on Parada. Ramirez in scoring position. But a painful way to do so as he got hit by the throw down to second from Antonio Gomez. 13th stolen base this year for Ramirez. Caught him just underneath the left hip. But Alex appears to be all right. 1-0. Parada, line drive past the diving glove of Cabrera into left field, a hit. They'll hold Ramirez at third. Throw in all the way to the plate. Kevin Parada, another multi-hit game for him. And now Brooklyn with the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Runners at the corners and one out for William Lugo, who tied the game at two. His last time up in the sixth of the sacrifice fly to center. So Hudson Valley brings the infield in as Lugo steps up with a chance to put the Cyclones back in front. The right-hander offers, and Lugo right on it, sends it back behind home. It's 0-1. Rockies host the Astros at 3:10. Austin Gomber against Brandon Belak. A's at home against the Red Sox at 3:37. Former Renegade Ken Waldichuk against Brian Bayo. As Lugo takes a knee-high strike, it's quickly 0-2. 6:40, the Phillies host the Brewers. Christopher Sanchez against Colin Ray. The two-strike pitch. Lugo in the air, center field. Should be deep enough to score Ramirez. Jones makes the catch, tagging him from third is Alex. Throw will come into second base. It's a sacrifice fly for William Lugo, his second RBI of the game, and Brooklyn's back in front. It's 4-3 in the eighth. So despite falling behind in the count 0-2, Lugo able to get a pitch and drove it deep enough into the outfield to score the run from third. 30th RBI of the year for Lugo. And Brooklyn is back in front by a run. Parada at first, two out. And now Stanley Consuegra, who's homered twice already today, takes a called strike. It is 0-1. 2-for-3, a pair of solo shots and a strikeout. Last one, a go-ahead blast in the sixth. The 0-1. Consuegra fouls it back. And the count 0-2. Blue Jays host the Padres at 7:07. Jose Berríos against Yu Darvish. Yankees in Anaheim taking on the LA Angels. Carlos Rodon against Chase Silfseth as Consuegra chases in the dirt for strike three. Tag applied by Gomez and the inning is over. But Brooklyn regains the lead on the sack fly by William Lugo. One run, two hits, one left. At the end of 7.5, 4-3 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
So after throwing just seven pitches to retire the side of the seventh, Luis Montas stays out for the eighth. First time this season since coming back from injury. He has worked into a second inning of relief. 9-1-2 due up for Hudson Valley, Cabrera, Jones, and Cowles. 4-3 Brooklyn. Cabrera first pitch swinging, bounces one to third, fielded by Lugo. And one third baseman retires the other as the throw in plenty of time for the first out. One pitch, one out for Montas in the eighth. brings up Spencer Jones, who had a game-tying home run off Cornelli last time up in the sixth. Jones 1-for-3 today with that game-tying long ball. Hoping for another one to tie the game here. First pitch from Luis. Fastball inside. That time at 93. It is 1-0. Continuing our look around the majors as Montas misses outside. Reds host the Giants at 7:10. Graham Ashcraft against Ross Stripling. The 2-0. And Jones, a high fly ball center field. Got underneath it, though. Ramirez a few steps to his right, now back. And he makes the catch, two out. Two up, two down for Montas in the eighth. He's retired five straight. And now the second baseman, Ben Cowles, has walked and singled. Also struck out today, 1-for-2. Mentioned, of course, Mets and White Sox at 7:10. Justin Verlander against Tuki Toussaint. As Cowles chases off the outside corner, it's 0-1. Braves host the Diamondbacks at 7:20. Charlie Morton against Ryan Nelson. As Cowles takes outside, it's 1-1. Cubs host the Nationals at 8:05. Kyle Hendricks against the starter to be named later for the Nationals. The 1-1. Softly hit off the end of the bat to short. Bobbled by Tillian from his knee. Throw to first, not in time. And Cowles is safe. A very, very costly error. Instead of the inning being over, the go-ahead run coming to the plate in the form of Augustine Ramirez. Tillian was getting ready to make that throw before he had full possession of the baseball. His fourth error in Brooklyn. And the inning continues for Ramirez. Second error today for the Cyclones. As Ramirez takes a called strike at 92, it's 0-1. Ramirez walked with stranded at second in the sixth. He's also grounded to the pitcher and flied to right. The 0-1. Ground ball back up the middle, through into center field. So after the error, a base hit by Ramirez. And now the tying and go-ahead runs are on with two out for Rafael Flores. Flores, 1-for-3, a couple of strikeouts as Chris Newell, the manager, running out to the mound to talk with the infield to try and instill some confidence after a very costly error by Tillian, keeping the Renegades rally alive here in the eighth. Well, the only two games we haven't talked about on the schedule today. Royals will host the Tigers at 8:10. Ryan Yarbrough against Eduardo Rodriguez. And at 9:40, the Mariners host the Twins. Luis Castillo against Kenta Maeda. So the discussion on the mound disperses as Rafael Flores will step up to the plate with a chance to tie the game or give Hudson Valley the lead. Cowles at second, Ramirez at first. Two out, bottom of the eighth, Brooklyn 4, and Hudson Valley 3. Montas delivers. And Flores takes down and away. It's one ball and no strikes. Top of the 1 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn nursing a 4-3 lead in this back and forth affair, the 1-0. And Flores takes a called strike. And it evens at 1-1. Some stirring out in Brooklyn's left field bullpen. Joey Lanzalotti beginning to throw. The 1-1. Fastball down at 92. And it's two balls and one strike. Brooklyn 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. They have left 3. Hudson Valley 3 runs, 4 hits, an error. They have left 2. The 2-1. Low and away, ball 3. And now Montas in danger of walking the bases loaded with Antonio Gomez on deck. The 3-1. Flores deep down the right field line with this spinning foul out beyond the Renegade bullpen. And that'll start the merry-go-round as the count now 3-2. So everybody will be off on the pitch with a force at every infield base. Cals, who reached on the error at second. Ramirez, who singled to center, is at first. Cyclones leading by a single tally. The payoff pitch. Flores scalds one deep left center field. That one's headed for the gap and off the base of the wall. Hudson Valley's going to take the lead. Two runs score. The error costs Brooklyn the lead. It's 5-4 Hudson Valley with two out in the eighth. It'll be a pair of unearned runs against Montas. As a soft ground ball to short should have ended the inning. It was bobbled by Tillian. A single and a two-run double later gives the Renegades the lead. 104.1 off the bat for Flores. Just barely short enough to stay in the ballpark. Almost his second home run of the game. A four RBI day for Flores. And now Montas to face Antonio Gomez. There's a called strike at 0-1. Now Ramirez able to score easily from first because he was in motion on the 3-2. The 0-1. And that misses high. It's one ball and one strike. And you feel for Montas. Did everything right. But his defense could not help him out. 1-1, swing and a miss. And Gomez behind 1-2. Brooklyn will need at least one in the ninth to keep it going. Gil, De Los Santos, and Tilly in the 3-2 up. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Ball goes 5-hole on Osborne. He thought it was a foul ball, and Gomez is safe at first base. Osborne asks for time. He's talking to the home plate umpire. And the inning continues on the drop third strike wild pitch. So four straight have reached since the error. That strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. And the inning continues for Alexander Vargas. Seventh man to bat in the inning. All four have reached with two out. One first pitch to Vargas, ripped into right field, another base hit. Scoring is Flores to second, Gomez. Three unearned runs in the eighth against Montas, and the Renegades take a 6-4 lead. That'll be all for Montas. Vargas is 35th RBI. And Luis looked like he had himself back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. But an error, a single, a double, a drop third strike wild pitch, and another single ends his day. Joey Lancelotti coming on to try and keep this a two-run game. Brooklyn trails 6-4 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Joey Lancelotti, the new arm in the game. Pitching change brought to you by Vi-Cal Auto Mall. Anthony Garcia, the eighth man to bat in the inning for the Renegades. They lead 6-4. And the first pitch from Lancelotti misses outside for ball one. Lancelotti already his third appearance since the All-Star break. Pitched on Friday and Sunday in the Greensboro series as Garcia smacks it foul. Up the first base line, it's a ball and a strike. Garcia 0-for-3 with three ground outs. Lancelotti making his seventh appearance with Brooklyn. No record, a 1.23 ERA. Seven hits in seven in the third innings. No walks, nine strikeouts. On Sunday, gave up three runs. None of them were earned on three hits in an inning. 1-1, and Garcia checks his swing, did not go. It's two balls and one strike. Did strike out three and gave up a grand slam to Sean Ross. Fastball slider, cut fastball, and change for Lancelotti. Jack Neely stays on for the top of the ninth. Renegades trying to close out a win to even up this series at a game apiece and force the Cyclones back under the 500 mark. Renegades a 6-4 lead. Gil, De Los Santos, Tillian. Three due up. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game. Scores from out of town. And a look ahead to game three in the series tomorrow night. Back to a 7:05 scheduled first pitch tomorrow. Planes flying overhead here in Hudson Valley. As Mateo Gil will lead off with Brooklyn down by a pair. Gil 0-for-3 today. Popped up to short his last trip. Neely with a cross step towards third. And his first pitch fastball in there for a strike. And the count 0-1. The 0-1. Gil a high fly ball right side. And Flores watches this sail out of play. It's no balls and two strikes. The 0-2, and Gil deep down the left field line, hooking towards the corner off the very top of the left field wall. On his way to second, Gil, and he'll slide in there feet first with a leadoff double. Just what Brooklyn needed to start the ninth inning, an extra base hit from Mateo Gil. That's his 13th double of the season, and the Cyclones will bring the tying run to the plate, one batter into the ninth inning. That double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. Man at second, nobody out for Omar De Los Santos. 0-for-3 today, and he takes a strike. It is 0-1. De Los Santos flat out to center his last time. Look back at second, the 0-1. De Los Santos, a check swing ground ball up the first baseline, barehanded by Neely just in the nick of time to get the hustling Santos as Gil advances to third. So a nice play by Neely as he and Gomez communicate well to get the out at first. A man at third, one away for Junior Tillian. Tillian 1-for-3 with an infield base hit. Did have that big go-ahead home run with two out of the ninth against Wilmington a few weeks ago.
And he takes the fastball from Neely for a called strike one. 94 that time from the former Ohio State Buckeye. The 0-1 up and in. And it evens up at a ball and a strike. Gill at third, one out, top of the ninth. Brooklyn trailing by a pair. 1-1 in the dirt. And it's now two balls and one strike on the Cyclone shortstop. Drake Osborne, the catcher, waiting on deck. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good off speed. Tillian leaning. And it evens up at two balls and two strikes. Tillian, just 20 years old. Looking for a base hit to keep this rally going. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. A huge strikeout for Neely. And the Cyclones down to their final out. Got him to chase the change down and away. So a ground out and a strikeout after the leadoff double. And the Cyclones down to their final out. Here's Drake Osborne. Osborne 0-for-3, a couple of Ks today. And the first pitch from Jack swung on and missed. The count 0-1. Offered at the changeup down. Cesar Berbessi would be next should Osborne find a way to reach. The 0-1 on the outside corner. And now Brooklyn down to their final strike. Man at third, two out. Renegades rallied from a rundown in the eighth to take the lead. The 0-2 pitch. Slider on the outside corner. Strike three called, and the ballgame is over. As the Renegades take game two of this six-game series, your final score this afternoon, Hudson Valley 6 and Brooklyn 4. Disappointing defeat for the Cyclones today. Looked like they were on the verge of going into the ninth with the lead. But an error and a Renegade two-out rally later. And Hudson Valley takes game two of this series before Blade Tidwell takes the mound for the Cyclones tomorrow night. We'll take a break when we come back. Recap report is next right here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link.
You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Welcome back on the recap report. A gut-wrenching way for Brooklyn to drop this one on a Wednesday afternoon. A two-out error ahead by one in the eighth led to a three-run frame for Hudson Valley as the Renegades win it by a final of 6-4. With the win, Hudson Valley back to 500 in the second half at 10-10, 49-37 on the season. Brooklyn dropping to 14-6 in the half, and will have to wait another couple days for another chance to get back over 500 for the first time since early April. He came up and decided he wanted to play long ball again. Among relievers as Consuegra hits it in the air, deep left field, back goes Garcia, and all you do is turn and watch that one sail out of here again. Stanley Consuegra, after nearly taking out the home plate umpire on his backswing, takes one out of the ballpark altogether. His second home run of the game gives Brooklyn their first lead. It's 3-2 with two out in the sixth. And he obliterated it. 99.1 miles an hour off the bat. 464 feet. It might have been a little bit of a generous reading from the Hawkeye data on that 464-foot home run by Consuegra, but that blast by Stanley gave Brooklyn a 3-2 lead. That is our Howl's Potato Chips play of the game. Howl's Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. Howl's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclones. However, Hudson Valley in the bottom of the sixth tied the game as Spencer Jones with one out golfed a two-strike pitch out to left center field against Corneli. That tied it at three. Brooklyn, though, in the top of the eighth, able to jump it in front with one out. Alex Ramirez reached on an infield single, stole second. Went to third on a base hit to left by Kevin Parada. And then William Lugo fell behind 0-2 before carrying a sac fly to center, giving Brooklyn the lead back 4-3. But Hudson Valley in the bottom of the eighth took advantage of a crucial two-out error to take the lead for good. It was a line out to center from Sanchez, a ground out to third from Cabrera, a fly out to center by Jones. But Ben Cowles on a 1-1 pitch hit an potential inning-ending ground ball to short that was bobbled. That allowed him to reach. Augustine Ramirez then singled to center. And on a 3-2 offering, Rafael Flores doubled to left center field. That brought home both runners and gave the Renegades a 5-4 lead. Antonio Gomez then reached on a drop third strike wild pitch before Alexander Vargas dunked a single into right, made it a 6-4 game. Brooklyn did get a runner to third in the ninth. Mateo Gill led off the inning with a double, but the Cyclones could not bring him in as the Renegades win it this afternoon by a final of 6-4. Winning pitcher Jack Neely, he improves to 5-2, gave up a run on three hits in two innings, no walks and four strikeouts. Losing pitcher, a tough luck loss for Luis Montas. He drops to 0-1. Gave up three runs. They were listed as all three being earned, but that is just not possible. And now we update, and that is officially corrected. Three runs, none earned on three hits, no walks, a strikeout in an inning and two-thirds. Final line score today, Brooklyn 4 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. They left 4. Hudson Valley 6 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They left 5. Final time of game this afternoon, 2 hours and 12 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,494 at Heritage Financial Park. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboards before we say goodbye on this Wednesday afternoon. Heading to the bottom of the eighth inning in Wilmington, Greensboro, a 9-3 lead on the scuffling Blue Rocks. A multi-RBI game for Will Matheson and Eli Wilson. Bottom of the fifth in Winston-Salem, Jersey Shore, thanks to a 7-run third, lead the Dash 7-3. Jared Carr, a 3-run home run, his third of the year. Everything else will start in the evening time, 7 o'clock, Rome hosting Hickory. Greenville will host Asheville at 7:05, and Aberdeen is at home against Bowling Green, also slated to get underway at 7:05. Mets affiliate scoreboard on this Wednesday. Mets at home against the White Sox at 7:10. Justin Verlander against Tuki Toussaint. Mets going for a second straight victory to open up that series. Triple-A Syracuse at home against Buffalo at 6:35. Double-A Binghamton slated to get underway at 1:05 today. They are in the bottom of the second, scoreless game. Jose Chacin on the bump for the Rumble Ponies. Single A, St. Lucie had a suspended game from yesterday to complete, playing as the road team in their own ballpark. They fall to Palm Beach 8-7. Second game of that doubleheader postponed due to weather. Dominican Summer League, Mets blue beating falling to the Phillies red team 9-4 in seven, and FCL Mets scheduled to play against the Marlins had their game suspended in the top of the fourth inning with the Mets in front 4-2. Joe Suazio for one with a walk. JT Schwartz, two walks, and Jordan Gieber threw a scoreless inning, struck out three. All on rehab assignments for the Mets. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say so long on this Wednesday afternoon. Granted, the internet will cooperate with us. Top of the fifth in Pittsburgh, Cleveland a 1-0 lead. Aaron Civale against the former Met Rich Hill. About to get underway in Baltimore. Orioles and Dodgers have been delayed due to rain. Dean Kramer against Julio Urias. Rangers host the Rays at 2:05. John Gray against Zach Littell. Cardinals and Marlins at 2:15. Dakota Hudson up against Sandy Alcantara. Rockies host the Astros at 3:10. Austin Gomber up against Brandon Belak. Red Sox are in Oakland at 3:37. Brian Bayo against the former Renegade Ken Waldichuk. Phillies host the Brewers at 6:40. Christopher Sanchez against Colin Ray. Padres duke it out against the Blue Jays north of the border at 7:07. Yu Darvish against Jose Berrios. Angels host the Yankees at 7:07, going for a sweep. Chase Silseth against Carlos Rodon, who rehabbed for the Renegades before making his Yankees debut. Reds host the Giants at 7:10. Graham Ashcraft against Ross Stripling. Braves host the Diamondbacks at 7:20. Charlie Morton against Ryan Nelson. Cubs host the Nationals at 8:05. No listed starter yet for the Nats. Kyle Hendricks for the Cubs. Tigers in Kansas City at 8:10. Eduardo Rodriguez against Ryan Yarbrough. And the Mariners take on the Twins in Seattle at 9:40. Luis Castillo against Kenta Maeda. Our series continues tomorrow. Cyclones will try and get back to 500. It'll be one of the top pitching prospects in the organization, Blade Tidwell. 6-3, a 3.45 ERA. He's won six consecutive decisions. He'll go against the right-hander Zach Messenger, one of the Yankees' top 30 prospects, according to MLB Pipeline. 1-7, a 3.8 ERA. Our coverage starts 15 minutes prior to first pitch, 6:50 Eastern Time tomorrow, leading up to the 7:05 scheduled first toss right here from Heritage Financial Park in Wappingers Falls, New York. That'll do it for us this afternoon as the Renegades defeat the Cyclone 6-4. For everyone with our ownership group and the Brooklyn Baseball Company, our Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Wappingers Falls. Again, your final score, the Renegades 6 and the Cyclones 4. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday afternoon and evening, everybody. So long from downstate New York.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.